Focus on flowers. The rose, as a symbol of love, has been a recurring literary theme since the 13th century. There were at least three wild species of roses in medieval Europe: the French rose, Rosa gallica, the dog rose, Rosa canina, and the eglantine rose, Rosa eglantaria, which was the rose celebrated in the ancient story, The Romance of the Rose. Decorative Valentine's cards with flowery pictures and verses have been popular since the 16th century, though the practice of giving red roses as Valentine's gifts is a more modern phenomenon. The long-stemmed red roses that are sold for Valentine's Day are the result of careful hybridization. Growers follow a very precise schedule in order to ensure that their roses bloom in time to meet the demand for Valentine's Day. The blooms look so perfect, but the scent is often not as enticing as that of old-fashioned roses, and prices peak shortly before the 14th. The alternative to the all-red bouquet is to buy some white roses and insert one red rose in the center of the bunch. Actually, the celebration of Valentine's Day as a day celebrating love seems to have little connection with the saint who died a martyr's death on February 14th, A.D. 270. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Valentine's Day roses.